Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Torah, Daf Lamed Gimel. We're starting on Lamed Bet, Lamed Bet at the bottom. And this is being recorded from the boat, and I'm leaving in a few minutes. So we're in the middle of Machloket yesterday with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in how to understand the Machloket Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon with regards to animals which need Hamadah v'Haracha, whether both Korbanot Mizbeach and Korbanot Perek HaBayit would need Hamadah v'Haracha, which means if they died, you couldn't do anything with regards to them. You couldn't redeem them. You had to bury them because they weren't able to stand and be assessed. And Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbanan, Chachamim, say that both Mizbeach and Perek HaBayit need Hamadah Baracha. Reish Lakish said that as far as Rabbanan are concerned, Chachamim, only Perek HaBayit needs Baracha, not Mizbeach. And they said that as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, they both agreed that Rabbi Shimon says that Perek HaBayit doesn't need Hamadah Baracha, and that's why in our Mishnah he said that you could redeem animals of Perek HaBayit, and they both agreed that Korbanot Mizbeach do need Hamadah Baracha. That's what we got up to yesterday. The Gemara brought a couple of arguments in both ways, and we ended up saying like this, Tanya Kavatei Rabbi Yochanan. We now are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Bet, Lamed Bet. Tanya Kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, right to the support Rabbi Yochanan. Brother says like, and he brings a pasuk. Pasuk, if you've got an animal, which you're going to bring a korban from it, right? So, im be'ma asher yakriv imenu, korban l'ashem, kol asher yiten mimenu l'ashem yihye kodesh. Whatever you're going to give from Hashem, yihye kodesh. What does it mean yihye kodesh? The Gemara says, brings a sifra, which is like this. L'ba'le mumin, she nivdu akatub l'aper. We're speaking about animals that already got mumin, that you're redeeming, right? And therefore, it says, asher yakriv imenu l'ashem, to go to Hashem. Seems to imply that you can't redeem them. I told you about a mumin or a behemah but tamaya. Maybe we're talking actually behemah tamaya, not a bale mumin. And the Gemara is like this: Keshehu omer ve'im bebehemah tamaya upada berkecha. Can't be, because another pasuk that says im behemah tamaya upada berkecha. If you got a behemah tamaya, right? So if there is a behemah tamaya, aray betamaya, aray behemah tamaya mur ha mani mekayim. The im, we're in trouble here in terms of the internet. Okay, so the pasuk here says that we've got a pasuk here on tamaya. So im kol be'ma tamaya asher lo yakriv minu korban l'Hashem b'bale mumin sheivdu. It seems to be according to the siya speaking about b'bale mumin im kol be'ma tamaya. Sorry, lo yakriv minu korban l'Hashem. So then, as far as Bebalei Mumin is concerned, Sheivdu, then we can redeem them. Yachol Yivdu Amum Over. Now the question is, on what are we talking about? What mum are we speaking about? Can you do a redemption, a pidyon, on a mum that will pass, not a permanent blemish? Talmud Lomar, Ashelo Yakriv Mimenu. What does it mean, Shelo Yakrivu, that you can't bring as a korban? She'ena Kreva Kolika, which you can't bring at all. See, if you can't bring at all, Yatztazo, it excludes those that you can't do today, but you can do tomorrow. There's a mum over there isn't part of this. It appears that you can bring a mum over there. You can keep a mum over there. We're speaking here about a mum kavua. Va'am rachman, and on that the Torah said, "Avid lehamadah baracha." And we see over there that nonetheless you've got to do hamadah baracha. Look at Rashi here. Va'am rachman, avid lehamadah baracha. Dichtiv batrei, straight after that says, v'himid v'herich. The pasuk says, the pasuk that we're busy using here, it says, im behemat me'a ufada berkecha v'yasach v'shor lav. Here we are. Im ko behemat me'a shelo yakriv mimenu korban l'ashem v'himid et behemah lifnei kohen. So v'himid, you got to bring it to the kohen. So what do we see from here? We see over here that korban, which you can't bring, which is for korban mizbeach, needs hamadah baracha, and that's Rabbi Yochanan. As far as Rabbanan is concerned, Rabbi Shlakish says that Rabbanan don't need hamadah baracha on korban mizbeach. That's why this brightest supports Rabbi Yochanan. So Amrav Gidel, Amrav. So now we've got a brighter supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi there. Must be kosher mizbeach. Where do you need a permanent blemish to make it able to redeem it? And your korban mizbeach. Because even if Bedek HaBayit, you can redeem from Bedek HaBayit. We'll see just now, like, we're going to limit this. But even a Tamimim, not only with a Mum. The Maich Pat Lehu, Itami Ba'amum, with regard to Bedek HaBayit, you don't care. Alma Kodjem is Bayach Nami Ayubi Chalamadabracha, Rabbanan. Therefore, proof from here that this is, as far as Rabbanan is concerned, Korbanot Mizbeach, do Nitamadabracha, just like Rabbi Yochanan said. The Ha Brighter Rabbanani, this Brighter is a Brighter Rabbanan, the Ha Stam Sifra, Rashi is the Stam Sifra, and Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. And who's the Tana of the Sifra? Rabbi Yehuda. Bar Plukta Rabbi Shimon, he's Rabbi Shimon's Plukta, he argues Rabbi Shimon all the time, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Behind Rabbi Yochanan, Zekri Rabbi Yochanan said that Korban Mizbeach Nitamadabracha. And Rashi says this further, Umihacha Shmainan Kotch Mizbeach Rabbanan. And in our Mishnah, when we spoke there about Kodesh Bedek HaBayit, Rabbi Shimon, Kodesh Bedek HaBayit, Yipadu, right? And Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said that you redeem Kodesh Bedek HaBayit. It's clear from here who's his Bar Plukti in the Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Chachamim. Therefore, it's clear that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said, Bedek HaBayit, you can redeem. He's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim, who say that Bedek HaBayit need that that Rabbanan say over there that both Bedek HaBayit and both Mizbeach need Hamadav HaRacha, and therefore we see here over here we're clearly speaking in support of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says like this, Amrav Gidl, Amarav, so my time with Resh Lakish. So what's Resh Lakish's reason? If we've got a bright there that seems to support Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Shlakish's reason? It says the Amar Rabbanan, Kodesh Bedek HaBayit Yubichlal Hamadah Baracha. He says there, Kodesh Bedek HaBayit, Amar Kodesh Bedek Lo Yubichlal Hamadah Baracha. What's his reason? The Amar Christ, he's got a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Vericha Kohen, Ota, Ben Tov U Ben Ra. The pasuk says, Vericha Kohen, Ota, Ben Tov U Ben Ra, Be'erkecha HaKohen Ken Yeh. According to the value of the Kohen, so it shall be. And so now the Gemara says, now, Ezu davar she'enu chole chaluk ben tov lira. What is it that isn't chaluk ben tov lira? In other words, that we don't mind with good or bad. Rabbi Gershom says over here that ben tov u ben ra means between tam and tamimim. Between tam and ba'amum, sorry, between a tam and a ba'amum. What is that that either tam or ba'amum can be redeemed? Now, we saw early on that a Bedek HaBayit can be redeemed either as a tam or as a baal mum. Says as the vashe enu chaluk, which not we don't discern between them. Havomer ze kodesh bedek habayit, kodesh bedek habayit, not to mimim, not to mizbeach. V'amar kran, and that the pasuk said ota, right? Ota lemeute kodesh mizbeach. So we've got bein tovu bein ra, and only ota, that is the one that you do haracha to. What is ota? The one that is, because even with Kodesh Bedek HaMizbeach, we discern between good and bad, between tam and tumim. The one we can do, the one we can't do, a pidyon. So now we come and say, but discern between good and bad, or ta, only this one, and that one has Hamadah Bracha. Ah, that's Rabbi Shlesh Lakish, who says that only that one, only the Bedek HaBayit, because Rabbi Shlesh Lakish is concerned, Korban Mizbeach doesn't have Hamadah Baracha. So now, Rabbi Yochanan, Ota Lebutemai. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do, use the word Ota for? Resh Lakish uses it to exclude Mizbeach. So he says, Lebutei Baal Mum Ikaro. He uses it to exclude an animal that had a Baal Mum. It was really a Baal Mum before you were Magdishat. Before you Magdishat. So now, remember this for Amud Bet. We're going to come back to this Baal Mum Ikaro story a lot in a few minutes. So the Gemara says, add in our third shita. So we've got Rabbi Yochanan, we've got Resh Lakish, now we've got Ulatana Dever Levi, Da Amar Da Afilu Baal Mum Meikaro Harei Bichlal Hamadah Baracha. So now how does Rabbi Yochanan learn this with the shita of Levi, the Beit Midrash of Levi? Because they say that even a Baal Mum Meikaro is part of Hamadah Baracha. Rabbi Yochanan uses this word Ota to exclude a Baal Mum Meikaro from Hamadah Baracha. And how do we know that? The Tain Levi, Hakol Hayu Bichlam Hamadah Baracha, Va'afilu Baal Mum Ikaro. Levi says, everything's included in Hamadah Baracha. Right? So when Rabbi Yochanan said, Mizbeach, and and Berek HaBayit. Rashi Lakish said only Berek HaBayit. Levi says Berek HaBayit and Mizbayach and Bamu Mekaro. All of them include Hamadah Baracha. How do we know? Because we got here. Tani Levi Matnita. He said, because Levi learned it from Mishnah, which is like this. Va'afilu chaya, va'afilu ofot. Not only animals, but even birds and wild animals, which aren't really even good for the Mizbeach, most birds other than the Torim, but even ofot, yeah, right? Or even wild animals, if you magnish them to Berek HaBayit, right? Then they didn't have Hamadah Baracha. Rashi says here, afilu chayav ofot kegon avazin v'tarnegolin, chickens and ducks, the lo shaychei klal Mizbeach, which you don't bring to this Mizbeach at all, right? They would also need Hamadah Baracha. Right? So the Gemara says, but we've got Ota. What does Ota do for Levi? Because Rabbi Yochanan had the Ota there to exclude Mumi Karo. Rash Lakish used Ota there to exclude Korban Mizbeach. So we see Ota here is an exclusionary word. So what does Levi use do with the word Ota in the pasuk? It seems to be limiting Kasha. That's Kasha to Levi. Okay, Gemara Kratz. So basically, we've got three shittas now. We've got Berek HaBayit only according to Rash Lakish. We've got Berek HaBayit and Korban Mizbeach and Rabbi Yochanan, and now Levi says even Ofot and Chayot, right? And even a Baal Mumi Ikaro, all of those would all be included in Hamadah Baracha. Some of you, Amar Rav, my time, Rabbi Shimon. I want to watch Rabbi Shimon's reason. The Amar Kodesh Mizbeach, you bichlal Hamadah Baracha, Kodesh Berek HaBayit, lo ayu. Why is Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah now telling us that Kodesh Mizbeach, or Hamadah Baracha? And Kodesh Berek HaBayit or not. Okay? So according to Rabbi Shimon, Berek HaBayit is not, and Mizbeach is. Remember, Rash Lakish was the one who said that Berek HaBayit contra Rabbanan is. So there's a problem machlok between Rabbanan, as far as Lakish is concerned, with Berek HaBayit. Rabbi Shimon says no, and Rabbanan say yes. Right, so what's Rabbi Shimon's svara for saying that Berek HaBayit are not part of Hamadah Baracha, and Mizbeach is? He says, Amar Kra, I got a pasuk. Bericha kohen ota, ben tovu ben ra. That's the passage we saw previously. Right? And ezu davar shechaluk ben tovu ben ra. What is the animal, the situation we make a distinction between good and bad animals? Habomer ze kodshem izbeach. It's kodshem izbeach. Av amar kra ota. So the passage says ota. What's the ota? Lemeute berek abayit. Right? As you might have thought berek abayit, lemeute berek abayit. And if you look here, Rabbi Gershom says, if you look at the third very line, before they get very wide, the second, just under the Gemara, it says, the Ezu Davar Shechaluk Ben Tov L'Ra, Ben Tam L'Bal Mum. He says, Rabbi Gershom explains, what's Tov and Ra? Tam and Bal Mum. Elu Kodshem Izbeach, the Tam Karev, Velo Ba'al Mum. And it says there, Ota Veherich, to exclude Kodshem Berek HaBayit. Right? So now the Gemara's got a kasha on understanding Rabbi Shimon's interpretation of that pasuk. Because he says over here, where do we discern between good and bad? That is the Korban Mizbeach. And that's why there is Hamadah Baracha. The Ota here comes to exclude the Berek HaBayit. The Gemara says, wait a second, Ihachi. I shouldn't say Bein Tov U Bein Ra, making a distance between the good ones and between the bad ones. Just say Bein Tov Ra Mi Bai Le. Just say, right, the pasuk should say, Hericha kenota bein tov lera. If we're discussing now between temimim and bale mumin, it should say, Hericha kohen ota bein tov lera. Okay, why bein tov uvein ra? Okay, more into the kashya. To say that, answer that question 100%, I'm 100% sure exactly the nuance of that question. The Gemara seems to think that's a proper good kashya here on understanding Rabbi Shimon, where he said what he had to say. Right, now the Gemara is a meitivei. Right, a meitive over here on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says like this: meitive, what a brighter that says like this. Meitu temimin yikberu. A brighter says that if temimim die, so you bury them. Ubale mumin yipadu, and if they got blemishes, then you redeem them. Okay. And so now just take a look very quickly over here at Tosfot. Because Rashi, look at Rashi first. Rashi explains these Tamimim in one way. Rashi is like this. Maitu Timimim Yikbaru, Afilu Henech Deleitnu Bichral Hamada Baracha. Even those which aren't part of Hamada Baracha, Heche de Maitu Timimim, if Timimim die, Avud Rabbanan Ma'ala. So he says over here that even though the Timimim, right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yekunt Rabbanan, that Kodshem Yisbeach need Hamada Baracha. So therefore, if you've got Tamimim of a Kum Yisbeach, right, he says, yeah, Yigbaru, Ubalimum Yipadu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan says, we're speaking all the time here about Baalei Mum Ikaro, remember, because they were always a Baal Mum. If they were always a Baal Mum, then why do we need over here, why do we need to bury them? Bury them only applies if they were Tamimim. And we're speaking on Rabbi Yochanan, our whole sugya here talking about Baalei Mum Ikaro. So that's Rashi over here. Meitu Tamimim Yikbaru, Afilu Henech Deleitnu Bichlal Amada Baracha, Heche De Meitu Tamimim Avud Rabbanan Ma'ala Dikbaru Hoyo Bahave Chazud Akrava. Honestly, I'm a little bit confused now. Let's look at Tosfot had an Itzigin as well. Tumim Yikbaru, Hashta Sagrat Mishum De Kodshem Yisbeach Lo Hayu Bichlal Amada Baracha, Utumim Yikbaru De Ein Behem Mum. You know what? We have to go here to Chet, the Shittu Mekubetzet, or not Chet. It fills in a lot of the dots over here. It's fine.
Can you help me?
No, I don't work here. Sorry.
Oh, you don't work?
I know, I'm just using it. I'm recording a lecture. Sorry.
Kashia,
right? Meitiva. The Shittim HaKubetzit in Otchet brings the whole brighter. It's like this. Kodshem Yisbeach, Tamimin, right? Yikbaru. And Baalei Mumin Yipadu. And so we got and Kodshem Berekabayit. Bein Tamimin, Bein Baalei Mumin Yikbaru. So we see here that when it comes to Berek Abayit, we're much stricter, we bury them all. Kodshe Mizbeach, we don't. Right? Kodshe Mizbeach, only that Tamimim, we bury them, and if they were Balaun, we can redeem them. Right? Now that is exactly like Resh Lakish. Because Resh Lakish was the one who said that Kodshe Mizbeach are not part of Hamadav HaRacha. So if a Kodshe Mizbeach aren't part of Hamadav HaRacha, then in theory, even Tamimim, right, which died, we could redeem them. We only bury them. So that's why Rashi says, yeah. Okay, now it's starting to make sense again. That's Rashi says, yeah, Kodshu is back. It's like, let's find the Rashi. Rashi says, yeah. Sorry, I lost my place. Meitu Tumim Yikbaru, Afilu Henech Delitnu Bichlal Amad Abracha. You know, they're all part of Amad Abracha because they're Kodshu is back. And that's according to Resh Lakish. Right? Heche de Meitu Tumim. So why do we bury them? Mishnah says, when they die, Tumim, Avu Drabanan Ma'ala, Rabanan Mekah of a Chumra. Where they bury them. Because they were suitable to Hakrava. They could have been suitable to Hakrava, therefore we machmir. But really, Mikaradim, we don't need this. Forget about the Balei Mikaro. Forget about the, we're talking here about Tamimim of the normal Quran. And you see clearly this Mishnah, that's what's Kasha and Resh Lakish. Right? Because this bright is clearly going like Resh Lakish, which says that Tamimim Yikbaru, Balei Yipadu, we can redeem them for Kurban Mizbeach because according to Resh Lakish, they are Opera Hamadav Haracha. And he says, we only because Mizbeach. But because Bede Kabayit, Bain Balei Yikbaru, you've got to bury them. Because Resh Lakish says that Berek Abayit has got Hamad Abracha. So if they die, irrespective of how they die, we can't do Hamad Abracha anymore. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Kodesh Mizbeach, Echad Kodesh Berek Abayit, Tamim Yikbaru, Balum Yipadu. Right? And Rabbi Shimon here, again, like our Mishnah said, when it comes to Kodesh Mizbeach, Echad Kodesh Berek Abayit, he says Tamim Yikbaru, you also got to bear, even Rabbi Shimon, we said there with regards to Mizbeach, also says, with Mizbeach, there's Hamad Abracha. Berekabayit is no Hamadah Baharacha. So Rabbi Shimon will say again that Echad Kodshem Yisbeach, Kodshem Berekabayit, Tamim Yikbaru, and Baalei Mumin Yipadu. Right? So he says over here again that the Baalei Mumin you can pour there because there's with regards to Berekabayit, there's no Hamadah Baracha, so you can redeem them. And Baalei, and the Tamimim, you'll bury them there as well. And again, even Rabbi Shimon is saying, look at Rashi, Tamimim Yikbaru Mishum Ma'al, it's Aniyah Chumrah. So already we've got a bright here which supports Resh Lakish. And we see the difference to our Mishnah where here Rabbi Shimon is a little bit more machmir on the Tamimim. And again, the Chumrah here is only because, it's only because of a Chumrah, not because of Mikra Adin. So the Gemara says, you have Rabbi Yochanan from the Reisha. We see here from the Reisha this brighter. The Reisha clearly says that Korbanot of Mizbeach, if they got a Baal Mum, you can redeem them, even though they died. So we obviously don't need Hamadah Baracha. And Tamimim, you could have redeemed them because the Chumrim, because they were Ra'al Le'Bal HaMikdash, we don't redeem them. It's clearly not Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Korbanot Mizbeach do need Hamadah Barachas. Therefore, if they died, we can't do anything with them because we aren't able to assess them. So, Rabbi Yochanan, how would Rabbi Yochanan defend himself? Hachemaskin, we're talking about Aviyah. Babale Mumikaro. Again, we got the same answer. Rabbi Yochanan is always discussing Babale Mumikaro. And that's why you were able to redeem it, because really there was no Kedusha. You got to do redemption because you were Makdish it, but the Kedusha was never Chal. Rashi, look at Rashi over here. Baru Mikaro, Lekame Parich. We're going to ask later on, the Gemara is going to tell us in a second. Right, we're going to see that. Heichi Ka'am Rabbi Shimon, Kochem Izbeach, Yipadu. Ha Ben Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Rish Lakish, Amel Rabbi Shimon, Kochem Izbeach, Havu Bichlal Hamada Baracha. Okay, so that was already from yesterday's Daf. If you remember, we saw there on Daf Yud. On Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, we had the case there. We had Zev Ze. Remember, right in the middle of Amud Bet, we had Zev Ze Mordei Rabbi Shimon, the Kotcha Vedekavait, Loi Bichla Hamada Baracha, the Kotcha Mizbeach, Hayu Bichla Hamada Baracha. We said that Rabbi Shimon, contra Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, agreed that Rabbi Shimon needs Hamada Baracha for Kotcha Mizbeach. And therefore, how can he say over here in this brighter, with regards to Kodesh Mizbeach, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish agree that he has Hamadah Baracha? That's a bit of a kasha, but we'll get to that later on. But in the meantime, we've got to Yuvta, Rabbi Yochanan, and Aviyah from the Rashas. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Hachamaskim, and Ba'u Mikaro. We've got a bright, and we've got even a Svara. De'i Taima Shekadam Hekdishan Et Mumam. Because what's Rabbi Yochanan's Svar? He says like this: if you're going to tell me that I'm wrong, and this brayta is not discussing a case of a baal mum mikra where it was magdish already with a baal mum, and we're talking about a case where the animal was a perfectly good korban to begin with, then liflug Rabbi Shimon Allah. Rabbi Shimon should have argued as well, right? Look at Rashi Hachinam Mistabra. It's about six lines up before Rashi gets wide. If you're going to say that we're not speaking about Babu Mikro, we're talking about a proper good animal, that it was Hegdesh before it became a Mum, the Tamayhud Rabbanan, and the real reason that this writer here, Rabbanan is Kiresh Lakish, and it supports Kiresh Lakish, the Kochem is Bayach, Lo Ayubichal Hamada Baracha. And why is the writer telling us over here that Tamimim, right, could be Podeh? Because like Resh Lakish wanted to say that Chachamim don't have Hamada Baracha with Kochem Mizbeach, then Liflug Rabbi Shimon Allah, but Rabbi Shimon should have said, but Kochem Mizbeach Yikberu, that Kochem Mizbeach should be Yikberu, right? Why? Because Resh Lakish agrees, the Hal Resh Lakish, Rabbi Shimon, sorry, Kochem Mizbeach, Hayub Hamada Baracha, even according to Resh Lakish. And amid lo pali, but since Resh Lakish, Rabbi Shimon in our bright over here made no difference between Kochem Mizbeach and Kochem Bedek Habayit, even Rabbi Shimon speaking here about why does Rabbi Shimon suddenly agree over here that a Baal Mum of the Kochem Mizbeach can be redeemed and doesn't need to be buried? Because even he will, who normally says that Kochem Mizbeach or Paul Hamadah Baracha, he'll say, no, we're speaking about a Baal Mum Mikaro. When you were married in the first place, had a Baal Mum, therefore we may kill over here. Umishimachi says Rashi Sfirlei with regards to Baalei Mumin, I'm adding in the Baalei Mumin here, Kochem Mizbeach Yipadu, the Kochem Mizbeach Abayit Nami Yipadu, right? And he says it as well, that even Kochem Mizbeach Nami Yipadu, right? To the Rabbi Shimon, Kochem Mizbeach Abayit Lohayu at all, that they agree upon. But with regards to Kochem Mizbeach, they both, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, agree that Rabbi Shimon needs Hamadah Baracha for Kochem Mizbeach. And here Rabbi Shimon clearly says, Hamadah Baracha is not necessary for Kochem Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan managed to get out of that. Ere Shema Mina, Baba Mum Ikaro. So Gemara says, wait a second, and Leim Matavit to Resh Lakish, if that's the case. And let's use this brighter as a Tiyuv to Resh Lakish. We speak about Baba Mum Ikaro, and that's why we were able to, when the brighter said over here, the brighter said, let's just find the beginning of the brighter. May tu tamimin yikru balemumin yipadu. Right? Not because of Resh Lakish that we're speaking here about tamimin of korban mizbeach the day hamadah baracha, but because it was a baal mikaro, and therefore if it wasn't a baal mikaro, we wouldn't be able to do balemumin yipadu. Even balemumin would need kvira. That's a kasha against Resh Lakish. The Gemara says no. Resh Lakish mokim la, but shekadamik tishanit muman. If that's the case, then it's That's a proper good korban. Then why did Rabbi Shimon argue like we like Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Shimon should argue as well? So the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Shimon argue? Because Rosh Lakish mipach apik. Actually, it's a different brayta. It's got another makor. Vahachi moti b'mechilti changes the whole sugi around, and he brings a brayta according to Rosh Lakish. This brayta is not a good brayta. It's corrupted brayta, right? And this is the brayta. Another brayta from the mechilta. Made to if animals die, bain tamimin, bain bale mumin yikberu. There, we've got Tamimim, right? Or Bale Mumin, they, Yikberu, they get buried. Now remember, Reish Lakish says that we don't need Hamada Baracha with regard to Korbanot Mizbeach. So what are we talking about? So which animals here get buried, if they, whether they die Tamimim or they die Bale Mumin? Bamed, what are we speaking about? Bekotche Bedekabayit, only Kotche Bedekabayit. But if they korban up mizbeach, then they all get redeemed. That's a perfectly good proof. Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says korban up mizbeach don't need hamadah bracha. Therefore, if they die, you can redeem them as a baal mum or not. And this is perfectly good. A proper kashan on Rabbi Yochanan as well. And on this one, Rabbi Shimon Omer, tamimim yikberu ubalemumin yipadu. And yeah, on this, Rabbi Shimon says with regards to what? With regards to bedekabayit, when Chachamim said. Because Rabbi Kabayit, that they can both be, that they both need to be buried, Tamim and Bale Mumin. Rabbi Shimon says only Tamim need to be buried, or Bale Mumin Yipadu. So here the Gemara says perfectly, Tiyuvta Rabbi Yochanan Misaifa, Tiyuvta. Can we see here that the Mishnah, that the bright is pretty straightforward. The Machut Rabbi Yochanan and Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon is only about Bale Mumin of Bale Kabayit. And Rabbi Shimon needs Hamadah Baracha for Mizbeach, and he doesn't need it for Bede Kabayit, and therefore he deems it, while he said that Tamim are going to be buried, we can understand, because it's a Chumrah. So we want to say, Tiyuvta Rabbi Yochanan Misaifa. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachab Maskina, we're talking about Baal Mum Mekaro. Again, he says, no, Baal Mum Mekaro. And that's why the Tanakhama that said that if they are Bain Baal Mum, Bain Tamim, they're going to be buried, because he's speaking about, remember the Brayta said like this, Meitu Bain Tamim, Bain Baal Mum Yikberu. How can you redeem the kochim? Because they're a bamu mekaro. He says, makes sense as well. If you're going to tell me that we're speaking here about animals which were good and not that were bamu mekaro, so niflo Rabbi Shimon ala, then Rabbi Shimon should argue as well on kochim mizbeach. Remember, Rabbi Shimon needs hamadah baracha on kochim mizbeach. So how come on Kotche Mizbech he never argued on Kotche Bede Kabayit? Right? Look at Rashi, here says, V'neima, fifth line from the bottom of Rashi, V'neima, Tarti should say two things, Rabbi Shimon. Kotche Bede Kabayit, should Yipadu, because there he doesn't need Tamad Abracha. But Kotche Mizbeach, Yikberu, because he doesn't need it. Even Lo Palik, Edo Kotche Bede Kabayit, Kama Inu Yikberu, V'inu Yipadu, but Kotche Mizbeach Shatik, he's quiet about Kotche Mizbeach, Mimai the Amir Rabbanan Yipadu, and Rabbanan said Yipadu. Why does he not argue there? Shmamina, Baal Mum Mekaro, talking about Baal Mum Mekaro, and therefore Rabbi Shimon wouldn't say Baal Mum Mekaro, I don't worry about that. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's the case. Let me tell you, Tuvta Reish Lakish. Now this bright which Reish Lakish brought is actually Tuvta Reish Lakish. So Amar Lach Reish Lakish, how would Lakish say, we're talking about, yeah, but Shekalamik Sandra Mumma. No, Rabbi Lakish says, no, we're not talking about Baal Mum Mekaro, but an animal that started off as a good korban. Ah, see, that's the case. Then Niflug Rabbi Shimon, why didn't Rabbi Shimon argue on both? So look at Reish Lakish's answer. I'm a Reish Lakish. Hachinami, the Padig Rashi, Rabbi Shimon. He says, Rabbi Lakish says, you're actually right. He does argue on both. Ah, how come we don't say, look at Rashi. Hachinami, the Padig. Three dots from the bottom, Rashi in the middle. Hachinami, the Padig. V'tanelach plugtayu bedek abayit. But the bright only brought you the machlokan bedek abayit. V'uadin, the Padig alayu nami, v'kodshem izbeach di kabru. But nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon actually does also argue that Tana just didn't bring it over here. And therefore, everything works out nicely to Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Shimon would argue as well on Mizbeach, not only on Bede Kabayit. Okay, there might be a new question. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zaira. Rabbi Yirmi says Rabbi Zaira. As far as the actual is concerned, the Amal L'Rabbanan Kodshe Mizbeach Lo Ayu B'Chlam Adah Baracha. Right? He says, as far as Reish Lakish is concerned, who says that with regards to Rabbanan, Kodshe Mizbeach, right, only Bede Kabayit, not for the for sacrifices, or not Parham Adah Baracha. Uktani, and what did we learn? Bekotche Mizbeach, Bale Mumin, Shemetu. We just saw this bright a few seconds ago. That with Kotche Mizbeach, Bale Mumin, Shemetu. If you've got an animal that's got a mum from Mizbeach, Yipadu. you can redeem it. Umokminan la, and the contrast Lakish, right? And this whole question over here is, Rash Lakish said, this is a summary now we've just learned. Ukminan la, right? Rash Lakish, Peshek Kadam Hektishan et Mumam. We're talking about a case over here where it was a proper good Hektish, right? That you magdish it before it got a Mum. So therefore, according to that Shmam, what do we learn from Rash Lakish? Rash Lakish said that you can redeem them. That Bale, they died a Baal Mum, you can redeem it. Ah, see if that's the case. A proper good Hektish, it became a Baal Mum. Poor dinner Hektish Hektakochim, Lachinan le Klavim. It seems from here that you can redeem these animals to feed your dogs. We learned a few days ago that it's Asur, because it's Zilzul, that you can't redeem a Korban to feed your dogs. So Gemara Zachamai Skinan, what are we talking about over here? Right, look at Rashi. Had the Kitani imaitu. When we said the imaitu, it's not imaitu, but they didn't actually die. It is she'avar v'shachtan kodem pidyonam. What are we talking over here? Right, and there we said uka'amar yipadu v'yochlu. What happened was you were meant to redeem it. Right? It didn't die. You wanted to redeem it while it was still alive, to eat it for you, not for your dogs. But you jumped the gun and you shechted it before you had actually done the pidyon while it was alive. Right, let's look back in the Gemara Maskinan. V'she'avar v'shachtan. And you shechted it. Kedetanya, we got a brighter. Kol hakodshim shnafal bahem mum v'shachtan. If you got a kodesh and it got a mum and then you shechted it. Rimeh you come. Rimeh is very machmir. He says, too late. You lost that. Got to bury it now. Look at Rashi there. K'rabi Shimon. D'amar kodshim is bayach. Because he holds there like Rabbi Shimon who says that even though it's died, you need Amad Abaracha, and you can't do Amad Abaracha, and therefore you've got to bury it, even if you shechted it. The Chachamim Amrim, no, Yipadu, you can redeem it. Why? Look at Rashi there, Shlo Hayu Amad Abaracha, Mamash Lak Rabbi Resh Lakish, who said that Korob Mizbeach, or not like Amad, don't need Amad Abaracha. So Amad Rabbi Yemir, that's another one. Amad Rabbi Yemir, Rabbi Zaira, Rabbi Shimon, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned now, the Amar, Kodesh Bedek Abayit, Lo Havu Bichlal Amad Abaracha. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said that Kodesh Bedek Abayit, you don't have Abaracha. If they die, you can still redeem them. Amai, Temimim Yikavru. Why did he say in the previous Amud, remember, asked it was a Mayim, it was a Chumrah. Why do we say there that they need, that Temimim need Kvura? If you don't have Abaracha and the animal died as a Temimim and you don't have Abaracha, so just redeem it. So it says, now why? Mishum Nechazu Lakrava. Because it really was Ra'ui Lakrava. Now look at this, it's an interesting Shittah Mekubetet there, Otbet. Mishum, it's about 10 lines into the Shittah Mekubetet. He says, Svaracher, Hoyel v'chazui lemizbeach, since it was initially before it died as a Temimim, Ra'ui for the Mizbeach, Avid Behu Rabbanan Mala, Rabbanan Machmir. Purely a Chumrah, even Rabbi Shimon is Machmir about it, but Mekar Adin, Rabbi Shimon will tell you that you don't need that you don't need which supports us. If you matpis tamimim the bedekabait, you now magdish a korban, an animal to bedekabait, here comes a very, very, very big chumrah, right? Kashahay niftin, if you redeem it now, einan niftin ele lemizbeach. If you've got an animal which is ra'ui for the Mizbeach, and a good animal, and you are magdish the rich of Bedekabayit, you want to redeem it, and you can redeem for Bedekabayit, even if it's a Temimim, the bride is telling us, you can't take it home and make it into Chulin, you redeem it, and it has to become a Korban. Shekol ha-ra'u la Mizbeach, eino yotze midei Mizbeach le'olam. But something which is right for the Mizbeach, and it had element of Kedusha, it can never, ever leave the Beit HaMikdash. Now, what I think you would do over here, I'm not sure, and there's no rush on this, but I think that you would have to sell it to somebody who wants it as a korban and then take the money. But I'm not sure about that. Okay, Amar Rav Papa Rabaya, another discussion here. Amar Rav Papa Rabaya, Rav Papa says to Abaya, Amar Rav Rabba, and some say this discussion took place between Rav Papa and Rav, not Rav Papa and Abaya. Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Demokimla, Bebao Mumi, remember Rabbi Yochanan said that these prides you spoke about in the previous Amud, when we said there that if the animal died as a temimim, if it died as a baal mum, right, you can redeem it. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that even a kochem is bayach need hamada baracha, now it's dead and you can't assess it any longer, so how can you redeem it? He says, now why can we redeem it? Because we're speaking about Elat. It was already with a blemish before we magdished it, so it wasn't a proper kedusha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kule al mesfir lehu, and everybody agrees as far as he's concerned, hachi ya, the baal mumi karo, the lo have bichalamada baracha, doesn't need hamada baracha. The law, but it can't be, vatnan. We got a Mishnah that says like this: Kol hakochim shekadamum kavua lehekdeshan v'nifdu. All kochim which had a mumi karo, and then you redeem them. What do we say about them? Chayim bechora, they now go back to become chulin, and then chayim bechor. If they have an animal, it's chayim bechor, and you got to give matana when you shecht it to the kohen. V'yotzin chulin ligazez v'laven. You can work with it, and you can shear its wool. Vladan b'chalavan mutar. You can use vlad. You can use milk. La achar pidyonan, after you've redeemed it. So all these animals, if you've done full redemption, kol hakochim shekadamu kavua, which really started out with a mum, and after you've redeemed it, v'ashochtan mechutzpah, you shechted it on the outside of the Amidah, you patru, because it's never a kedusha. V'ein osin tmura, can't do tmura, because I'm going to have koach. V'im meitu, yipadu. Right? And if it dies, you can redeem it. This all seems beautiful now. Va'amar, now listen to the question. Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Zodi Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Kochem is Bayach, Hayu Bichal Hamada Baracha, Kochem Bereka Bait, Lo Hayu. Right? This is Rabbi Shimon, who talks about a mumik. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody agrees. But yet we see here that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, this is Dach Rabbi Shimon. Keditna Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kochem Bereka Bait, Imaitu Yipadu. If a kochem bereka bayit, if they die, you redeem them. Remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no hamada baracha with regards to kochem bereka bayit. Umod Rabbi Shimon v'bal mumi karo shenifte. And Rabbi Shimon agrees with regards to bal mumi karo shenifte ma tama wa damakra. Ota, because you got the word exclusion, we learned it on the previous amud. Ota comes to exclude, right? Ota lemeutai bal mumi karo. That's actually what Rabbi Yochanan said previously. But now Rabbi Shimon's agreeing with it as well. Aval chachamim. Omrim afilu baal mumi karo. Even baal mumi karo hayu bichlal hamada baracha. And yet Rabbi Yochanan seemed to be of the opinion. Everybody agrees. We see now. We see according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, there's a machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi and Rabbanan about a baal mumi karo. Does it or doesn't need hamada baracha? Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't, but Rabbanan says it does. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be of the opinion. Everybody agrees that a baal mumi karo wouldn't need hamada baracha. So the Gemara says like this: How would Rabbi Yochanan dochel this? Amalei manchem. Who's the chacham you're speaking about? It's not Tana. It's not Rabbanan. Tana de Bei Levi. This Tana Bei. Maybe we saw in the previous Amud the three-way machloket there. We saw that Rabbi Reish Lakish said, as far as chacham is concerned, only Berek Habayit needs Hamada Baracha. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rabbanan, also Kochem is Berek Nidam Haracha. And we saw the Tana Bei Levi said even Balei Mumi Karo need Hamada Baracha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this is not Chachamim, this is Da'at Yachid, this is Tana Bei Levi. So he wants to wait a second, Yachi, when the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said like this, go back about 5-6 lines, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, on this, Zod Divrei Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon, which says that Hamada Baracha, right, don't need, if it's a Bama Mikaro, you wouldn't need Hamada Baracha. But Chachamim say you do. And he says like this: if it's the Gemara is being cholek here now, and Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Shimon, it's the Tana Bei Levi. Must how can it be Tana Bei Levi? Even with Tana Bei Levi, when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said Zodi Rabbi Shimon, the two Lord never said Rabbi Shimon anybody else. Just said only Rabbi Shimon. Right, Zodi Rabbi Shimon. And what should it have said? It should have said Zodi Rabbi Shimon umachlokatomi baile. Look at Rashi here. Darabanan de plige alei, nami de balmu mikaro lo have bichlal hamada v'haracha. Right, he should have said that Rabbi Shimon, and ever he argues with, all agree that balmum mikaro, right, article not just Rabbi Shimon, it should be Rabbi Shimon and machlokoto. And the fact that it never said Rabbi Shimon u machlokoto, it means that it's only Rabbi Shimon and not machlokoto. And who's Machlokotor? Rabbi Shimon Ocholek in our sugya with Chachamim. Look at Rashi. There's a Rashi at the end of this. Lachi lo amar Rav Zodi Rabbi Shimon Machlokotor. Deihu sabala Rabbi Shimon in Lakish. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav holds like Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish says that Mizbeach is not hamada v'haracha. Right? The Amar Rabbanan Kotch Mizbeach loy bichla hamada v'haracha. V'hilchach lo mituk ma'hi de bechorot kulak Rabbanan. Therefore, as far as Rabbi Yulam and Rabbi is concerned, he says this sugya over here is not like Rabbanan Mishum Dereisha Dahi de Marib Balmum Ikaro, the Tani Yipadu, Metuk me Afilu Rabbanan, Aval Sefer Ketani, Aval Kodshim Shekadam Hekishan Muman. But that Sefer there, the first part is like Rabbanan, but the Sefer of this bright here, which says that Kodshim that got a premium, Im Meitu, right? Therefore, if they die with their Kodshim Shekadam, right, they Yikberu. Lo Atikar is not Rabbanan. Because as far as he's concerned, Rabbi Rabbanan, right, need Hamada need Hamada Varacha with regards to Mizbeach, but if it had a pre mum, right, it wouldn't need it. Lo Atikar Rabbanan, Hilchach, Lo Mituk Me Rabbanan Daha. Therefore, as far as Rabbi Yehuda Amar is concerned, he says, no, this is not a sugya of Rabbanan. This is a Da'at Yachitya of Levi. So Amar Lei, he says to Rabbi Yehuda, says to him, no. Hai de lo katan yachi, shum de rav savalak reish lakish. That's why. The Amar Rabbanan, kod shebedek habayit, hayu bichlal hamadah baracha, kod shebech lo hayu. So he says, what Rashi just brought over here, he says, no. Why didn't we say Zu Rabbi Shimon Machlokato? Because we are learning this whole sugya now in the eyes of Rabbi Yehuda Rav, who doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds only like Reish Lakish. He says like this: Vereisha Ketani Meitu Yipadu. The Reisha that says there, if it dies, you bury it. There we need Hamada Baracha. The Sefer Ketani Meitu redeem it. You don't need Hamada Baracha. The Sefer Ketani Meitu, you do need Hamada Baracha. Right? Got a bit stuck over here. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted to prove that everybody agrees. The Gemara asks a question, Rabbi Yochanan, that we see it's clearly not everybody, it's Machlok Rabbanan and Chachamim. So Gemara says, no, it's actually it's Levi. He says, if it's Levi, then the Gemara should have said that is Rabbi Shimon and Machlokoto. Rabbi Shimon's Baal Plukta is Levi. Because Gemara has another answer, Ibad Eimer Kirk, the Ibad Eimer Rav, Rabbi Yochanan's Firle. If you want, and the second answer, maybe that Rav here doesn't hold the Rabbi Reish Lakish, holds the Rabbi Yochanan Tzvilei. Uda kekashelach, and your question over here, Zud Rav Shimon u'machlakoto mi bailei, you should actually learn that. Once it's no problem, tenei hachinami, learn it that way, that really is the case, that it is Rabbi Shimon u'machlakoto, right? And please God, tomorrow we'll get a clarity on that last end of the sugya.